Just to take a step back of these three JAK inhibitors that you just talked about, from your point of view, I mean, obviously, theoretically, they could be preferable to ruxolitinib, or they could be used after ruxolitinib. From what you've seen with these three drugs, are any of these three would you actually like to have available based on what you know about it, or not necessarily at this point?
Well, I haven't used all of them. I think that it would be great if they were all available to patients. They all have large, positive, randomized phase 3 studies in a relatively uncommon disease. So I think that would be great if they were all available. Just like in CML, we have several TKIs, and there's a role for each of them. I'd say in the frontline setting, the most natural differentiators are patients with marked thrombocytopenia. Pacritinib might be attractive. It's possible individuals with marked anemia, momelotinib may be that consideration in the upfront setting, particularly if they don't have severe symptoms.